I'm just looking. I do that sometimes, this prayer. On a series in Swedish television where some of the most famous athletes in Sweden now, after their careers, take part in competing in different things in television. So there's this girl there, in her 20s, I guess. She's from the north. And it's obvious, and the others also comment on that, that she's just very quiet, typical northern. But really focused and really good at what she's doing. And then that made me remember one devotee. His name is Trilokanath. I'm not sure if he's still around here in this world, but he's one of those that I really liked. Quiet, very good at doing what he did and having this service attitude, not making any noise about himself, just being in the background. And then I thought, oh, this girl here, what if she would become a devotee like we did? And she will probably be driving a Sankirtan van or something. I mean, if it was in the 70s or 80s, maybe be a Sankirtan leader. And she probably would have been a real good, nice person who would be very respected among devotees. But also that gives me something to think of, because, well, one thing is that I kind of get nostalgic and miss those good old days and so on. But I realize that this is never lost. We might meet here or we might meet there, and this devotee or that devotee, but there will always be in our lives, unless we temporarily mess up and lose the association of devotees and Krishna consciousness, bhakti, there will always be an opportunity to serve like that together. It's not that it's just bygone ages that this happened in, that we just sit here now as oldies and be nostalgic about. But we're all still around, right? Some in this world, some in the other world somewhere. And we can still serve Krishna together, right? So that's very nice. There's no loss or diminution, as Krishna says. Now it's just a matter of continuing and taste the sweetness of bhakti more and more. And we can do it in at the pace that we feel comfortable with. It's all there in Prabhupada's teachings. He didn't say that unless you are a big sannyasi, brahmana, this and that, ascetic and super duper in all respects, then you can't be, you know, then Krishna will not love you and you can't love Krishna. We know now it's a matter of the heart. And the more we give our hearts to Krishna, the more Krishna responds, giving his heart to us. It's a personal thing, and every little activity of bhakti is more valuable than gold. And outshines piles of insignificant activities in the world of Maya, the dream world. So, well, I thought, you know, we had that us and them mentality. Oh, here is this girl, she's just doing some competition thing here. It seems like one of those people who just love to compete. Well, for whatever reason, that's what they love. But then we tend to think, or we're used to at least, that now she's just one of those karmis, those horrible people who eat meat and are in Maya and are this and are that. And then when someone like that steps into the door of the temple, signs up and shaves up, whatever, dresses up to be a devotee, then all of a sudden, now this is a devotee, a real person, a good person, someone worth respecting, someone worth serving. But why didn't we respect and serve that person before? What happened? That made that person from being really bad to be really, really good. Well, they took on some clothes and did this and that and moved into a temple. And then one may, of course, ask, did that act in itself change the heart of that person so much, all of a sudden? Just as we may ask, when that young guy was suddenly authorized to be an Acharya guru, did he then all of a sudden, by magic empowerment, become a pure devotee of Krishna? Of course, then we heard our Prabhupada, he empowered them, he can give you that, he can make you a pure devotee of Krishna immediately by his causeless blessings. Now, well, someone else could say, if I was Prabhupada, why wouldn't I just do that for all my disciples or for all the people? Why, he would become, you know, sick or take their karma. I mean, we can always come with these kind of explanations. But I really think that it's not about jumping to some fantastic other stage and then all of a sudden you're a devotee. Because really we are all of us parts and parcels of Krishna, And when we learn to see that, then we must also, of course, see that everyone is that and and respect everyone like that. Some just forgot. We stepped a bit off the track here, and some of us, at least, may feel a bit lost and seem a bit lost, but then let's just help each other to get back on track again. That's what this Sankirtan mission is about, isn't it? So we can still very well, or finally, whatever, see each other, that way. Samadarshana, we're spirit, soul, part and parts of Krishna, all of us. Let's just be everyone's friend and show by our own example how we can all be like a big family. We people on this planet. And if some who hears this says, well, but you have to understand, Prabhu, that some are not real devotees. They are actually here to destroy the movement. And I mean, you can always come with these kind of thoughts there, dark, suspicious, strange thoughts creeping up, not really from that golden heart, it seems, but from somewhere else, huh? Oh, it's bad, she is bad, and this is bad, and that one is bad, and look, they are not up to the standard, and look what they did, and look what they said. And the objects, victims of such thoughts and moods, are often other devotees who try to be devotees. They, you know, those who stepped in the door back then and all of a sudden turned from karmis to devotees and therefore should be respected and loved and served. Now they said something wrong or did something wrong that you can't tolerate, and therefore you're not going to be friends anymore. It just doesn't make much sense. Maybe that other person was, of course, not such a pure and big and pakka and bona fide devotee as you are. Of course, that's how it is for most people, right? Others than you. They may have this fault, that fault, and so on. After all, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that every action is having a certain fault. So then maybe the actual Shastric and Pakka and bona fide and following the instructions of the spiritual master thing would be to have that tolerance and show compassion and mercy and be kind and friend of every living being, even of other devotees of God. Yeah, and you know what, I think that if that would be the norm, not just a philosophy added to the philosophy book, but something that we take to heart and to our lives and live and breathe and feel, because that's what this knowledge is for, not just a philosophy. The And a lot of people would like this, because there's so much to like with Krishna consciousness. And they will come and they will say, hey, I want to serve Krishna, what can I do? And we will find ourselves back there together again. Maybe some of us very old, maybe some of us having checked out already, but then we are probably back together over there. But I would just love to see it from wherever I am. Youngsters coming together, doing things, serving together, serving each other like we did a bit. it's going on, of course. But I think that it should go on to the extent that even the whole Krishna consciousness movement which has both risen to fame and infamy will get the fame and success it deserves by deserving it. To think that however sloppy and erratically a movement or an organization is managed and run, after the founder leaves, it is still the body of that founder and it is as good as God. If it was that easy, you know, then Christianity would be the most dynamic spiritual force on the planet. But we see what challenges are involved, and the first mistake is to think that in our specific group, we can never make that mistake. Or my leader can never make that mistake or be at all fallible. I mean, we went through all that. So now I would say there's nothing much controversial here. And all I can say and do is just to roll up my sleeves and try my own best for the days I have left here and share a little vision here and there and a little thought here and there. And, well, and with that, I'm happy. Hare Krishna.